Around about 10 o'clock this morning, police and other emergency services were called to the school in regards to a 12-year-old pupil who had suffered injuries at that time. Unfortunately, that child was pronounced dead within the school.
Basically, I heard all the sirens and I saw police cars and ambulances and fire brigades and came out because I thought, oh my God, there's obviously been something really horrendous. But I didn't know what was going on. And then all of a sudden, there's lots of cars arriving. Obviously, distraught parents heard something.
So it was just a text from my son that alerted me to the fact. He said, we're all okay. And I thought, I didn't know what he was talking about.
What went through your mind when you got a text like that?
Well, Matthew was born the day after Dunblane. And I instantly thought, is there something major happened? Well, obviously, it turned out it had.
I'm Stephen Kelly. I'm the head teacher of Liberton High School. Keane was a lovely girl, excellent pupil, very popular with her staff and her peers alike. She loved sport. She was... loved contributing to the school generally, most recently involved in an eco project planting flowers around the school. She really cared about the school.
I'm Cammy McKenzie. I'm a Church of Scotland minister in the southeast of Edinburgh. Kids are devastated. One of their number went to school yesterday and she's not coming home. And they, as a teenage body, they as a young community, are devastated. They're heartbroken. They're looking for ways to express that grief. So last night we took a bunch of kids down there at 10 o'clock at night with flowers and cards, and we had a wee prayer, we had a wee thought, we had a wee remember.
It brings it home to you. I mean, obviously nobody expects when their child goes to school that there'll be a tragedy like this, and our hearts go out to family, friends and everybody affected by this most enormous tragedy.